What's your name, man? Yes.
Corey,
good to see you. What's your name?
Hassan,
good to see you. What's your name? Hey, Michaela.
My name is Mom.
Hey, Robin.
All right. We're going to read the Polar Express. Anybody read this before?
Yes.
It's an outstanding book.
It's a movie.
Is it a movie, too? Yeah.
I love movies.
Did you see the movie?
I saw it.
I will try to make sure my reading is as fine as the movie. All right. On Christmas Eve, many years ago, I lay quietly in my bed. I did not rustle the sheets. I breathed slowly and silently. I was listening for a sound a friend had told me I'd never hear, the ringing bells of Santa's sleigh. There is no Santa, my friend had insisted, but I knew he was wrong. Late that night, I did hear sounds, though not of the ringing of bells. From outside came the sounds of hissing steam and squeaking metal. I looked through my window and saw a train standing perfectly still in front of my house. It was wrapped in an apron of steam. Snowflakes fell lightly around it. A conductor stood at the open door of one of the cars. He took a large pocket watch from his vest, then looked up at my window. I put on my slippers and robe. I tiptoed downstairs and out the door. All aboard, the conductor cried out. I ran up to him. Well, he said, are you coming? Where, I asked. Why, to the North Pole, of course, was his answer. This is the Polar Express. I took his outstretched hand and he pulled me aboard. Look at all these kids. The train was filled with other children, all in their pajamas and nightgowns. We sang Christmas carols and ate candy with nougat centers as white as snow. We drank hot cocoa as thick and rich as melted chocolate bars. Outside, the lights of towns and villages flickered in the distance as the Polar Express raced northward. Soon, there were no more lights to be seen. We traveled through cold, dark forests where lean wolves roamed and white-tailed rabbits hid from our train as it thundered through the quiet wilderness. We climbed mountains so high it seemed as if we would scrape the moon. But the Polar Express never slowed down. Faster and faster we ran along, rolling over peaks and through valleys like a car on a roller coaster. Look at that.
Wow.
That'd be a fun ride up there, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Going down would be fun, yeah.
Yeah.
While you stayed on the tracks. The mountains turned into hills, the hills to snow-covered plains. We crossed a barren desert of ice, the great polar ice cap. Lights appeared in the distance. They looked like the lights of a strange ocean. They looked like the lights of a strange ocean liner sailing on a frozen sea. There, said the conductor, is the North Pole. Look, shouted one of the children. The elves! Outside, we saw hundreds of elves. Look, you can see them all down here. Hundreds of elves. As our train drew closer to the center of the North Pole, we slowed to a crawl. So crowded were the streets with Santa's helpers. When the Polar Express could go no farther, we stopped, and the conductor led us outside. Whoa, look at this. We pressed through the crowd to the edge of a large open circle. In front of us stood Santa's sleigh. The reindeer were excited. They pranced and paced, ringing the silver sleigh bells that hung from their harnesses. It was a magical sound, like nothing I'd ever heard. Across the circle, the elves moved apart, and Santa appeared. The elves cheered wildly. He marched over to us and, pointing to me, said, let's have this fellow here. He jumped into his sleigh. The conductor handed me up. I sat on Santa's knee and he asked, now, what would you like for Christmas? I knew that I could have any gift I could imagine. But the thing I wanted most for Christmas was not inside Santa's giant bag. What I wanted more than anything was one silver bell from Santa's sleigh. When I asked, Santa smiled. Then he gave me a hug and told an elf to cut a bell from a reindeer's harness. The elf tossed it up to Santa. He stood holding the bell high above him and called out, the first gift of Christmas. A clock struck midnight as the elves roared their approval. Santa handed the bell to me and I put it in my bathrobe pocket. The conductor helped me down from the sleigh. Santa shouted out the reindeer's names and cracked his whip. His team charged forward and climbed into the air. Santa circled once above us, then disappeared in the cold, dark, polar sky. As soon as we were back inside the Polar Express, the other children asked to see the belt. I reached into my pocket, but the only thing I felt was a hole. I had lost the silver bell from Santa's sleigh. "Let's hurry outside and look for it," one of the children said. But the train gave a sudden lurch and started moving. We were on our way home.
Look, he's looking pretty upset. He lost the bell.
Famous bell.
Yeah, Santa's bell. I mean, it's not just any bell.
Yeah.
Right. It broke my heart to lose the bell. When the train reached my house, I sadly left the other children. I stood at my doorway and waved goodbye. The conductor said something from the moving train, but I couldn't hear him. "What?" I yelled out. He cupped his hands around his mouth. "Merry Christmas!" he shouted. The Polar Express let out a loud blast from its whistle and sped away. On Christmas morning, my little sister Sarah and I opened our presents. When it looked as if everything had been unwrapped, Sarah found one last small box behind the tree. It had my name on it, and inside was the silver bell. There was a note. "Found this on the seat of my sleigh. Fix that hole in your pocket. Signed, Mr. C." I shook the bell. It made the most beautiful sound my sister and I had ever heard. But my mother said, "Oh, that's too bad." "Yes," she said, "my father, it's broken." When I'd shaken the bell, my parents had not heard a sound. Interesting, huh? At one time, most of my friends could hear the bell, but as years passed, it fell silent for all of them. Even Sarah found one Christmas that she could no longer hear its sweet sound. Though I've grown up, the bell still rings for me as it does for all who truly believe. The end. Yay! The Polar Express, great book. Great book. All right, now, because you guys paid attention, I think you gotta have some cookies now. Is that all right? All right, we're gonna pass these out. Who's gonna take the book? All right, you guys get your choice of Christmas tree, maple leaf, gingerbread man, or both.
Go ahead. Going for the tree?
No.
Yeah. Pretty good? Pretty tasty?
Go ahead and take a bite.
No, thank you. Okay. I like that discipline. That's good. Here you go. Anybody?
Come on.
You're welcome.
They're good.
Are they good? They are pretty good. I got to admit. Here you go. It's hard to make up your mind, isn't it? You gonna have one? All right, you guys come over here. I don't want you guys to miss out here. I'll be with you. Here you go, old man. Come on.
You're welcome.
All right. Everybody get one?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to leave the rest of these here. I don't know who's going to get them. But I'll just leave these here. Now, so you guys are all out of school already?
Yeah.
So how many people are all ready for Christmas? They got everything all ready, all set? Okay. Anybody want to tell me what they're asking for Christmas from Santa? What are you going to get?
iPod.
Is that right? What kind of music are you going to listen to on the iPod?
A lot.
Like what kind of, what who do you?
Rap music.
Rap music?
Is that right?
Okay, all right. What are you gonna get?
An apple.
You want an apple?
No, the apple, like the apple cut. I want one of those.
Oh, is that like a, it's like an iPod?
No.
That's not like an iPhone?
It's a phone.
It's a phone. It's like an iPhone.
It's a touch screen.
It's a touch screen. That's what you, yes, what are you looking for?
Harry Potter and Deathly
Hallows. Oh, that is, I love that Harry Potter books. Now, which one is that? Is that like,
the last one.
That's the last one. So you've got the first six already? You already read them?
Yes.
It's really good, isn't it? I love that Harry Potter. I sure do. Malia and I used to read that every night until we read through the whole series, my dog. All seven of them. So, how about you?
I would like a DSi.
What's a DSi?
It's a Nintendo game that you play.
Okay. Does it have a bunch of different games on there, like Sims and all that stuff?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Sasha likes that too. All right. How about you?
A PSP.
PSP? Is that, that's another kind of game thing.
I think it's important.
Okay. How about you?
I like a Flow TV and a DSi.
Sheesh, okay. What about you?
PSP.
PSP? Now let me ask you a question here, guys. Whatever happened to like asking for a bike?
I have a mini
motorcycle. Everybody's already got a bike.
Everybody has a mini motorcycle.
Even for walking.
I have a four-wheel. I have a four-wheel. I have three dirt bikes, and I have a bike.
You have three dirt bikes.
Uh-huh, and I have
good.
A four-wheel.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Well, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
A cell phone.
You want a cell phone? Who are you going to call?
Everybody.
Who?
And my family and my friends.
Your friends and family?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What are you going to say to them?
How are you doing?
How are you doing? But don't you, you're seeing your family and friends all the time. Why do you need a cell phone?
Because you can call.
Because on the weekends,
because you can invite them to
help. I just won't.
Yeah.
Well, can I say this? Can I say this though, guys? I think one thing that's important to remember is that, you know, even though there's a lot of fun to Christmas, you know, you got, especially when it's snowy like this, the, you know, so it's pretty outside. You got the Christmas tree. You got the Christmas cookies. You got presents. You know, I think that the most important thing is just to remember why we celebrate Christmas, which is, do you know, the birth of baby Jesus, and the and what he symbolizes for people all around the world is the possibility of peace and people treating each other with respect. And so I just hope that spirit of giving that's so important to Christmas, I hope all of you guys remember that as well. You know, it's not just about getting a gift, but it's also doing something for other people. So, you know, being nice to your mom and dad and grandma and aunties and showing respect to people, that's really important too. That's part of the Christmas spirit, don't you think? Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
You do?
I
okay,
do.
Do you have an interesting observation?
Yes, I know why we give gifts to other people.
Why is that?
Because the three wise men gave gift to baby Jesus.
That's exactly right. But the three wise men, the reason for...
Uh-oh.
I thought that was the cookies going down.
Oh, no, can't have that.
We couldn't have that. The three wise men, if you think about it, here are these guys. They have all this money. They've got all this wealth and power. And yet they took a long trip to a manger just to see a little baby. And it just shows you that just because you're powerful or you're wealthy, that's not what's important. What's important is what's the kind of spirit you have. So I hope everybody has a spirit of kindness and thoughtfulness, and everybody is really thinking about how can they do for other people, treating them well, because that's really the spirit of Christmas. Does everybody agree with that?
Yes!
I agree with that. Well, you guys all seem like really sharp, sharp young people, and I'm very proud of you. And let me just ask you one last question. Is everybody here working pretty hard in school?
Yes!
Okay. Because the thing that I want everybody to remember, the most important message I can leave is that you know, you guys have so much potential. You know, one of you could end up being president someday, but it's only going to happen if you stay focused and you work hard in school.
And you guys, you know, there's nothing wrong with having fun and fooling around and playing sports and listening to rap music and all that stuff, but I want you guys to read and hit the books and do your math, because that's really what's going to determine how you do in the future. All right? That's the most important thing you can do. All right? Okay, here's what we're going to do. I think that it's time for us to take a picture. So I want everybody, in a quiet way, to come and surround me over here. All right. Whoa, I was going okay. All right, come on. Come on, guys. Squeeze in here. Squeeze in. All right. Now, where's Pete? Pete, you got us? Look at this guy over here. Look at that guy over there. And everybody say cheese.
Cheese.
You got it. One more.
Take smiles.
Cheese. All right, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Hey, everybody applaud. Good job. All right. Good to see you guys. Yeah. I got to leave now. I got to go do some work. I got to go back and do some work, but everybody says hi back home.
Yeah. Mr. President, you guys have a seat. Everybody have a seat.
I'm
crushed
up right now.
All right, guys. Everybody have a seat.
Sweetheart, have a seat.
Good to see you guys.
Did I shake everybody's hand?
No.
Okay. Good to see you guys. Good to see you guys. Yes, my Harry Potter friend. Absolutely. All right, guys. What do I have here?
Listen up, guys. I want everybody to have a seat.
What do I got?
Hello, Mom. Thank you for coming to Wonder Girl Club. And we would like to give you these t-shirts to your daughter. And would you like to come back and visit us? And when you come back, would you like to play me at foosball?
Foosball? You're a pretty good foosball player. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate getting beat. But I might. You know what I'm talking about. Thank you, guys. These are wonderful.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. All right, everybody. I got to get out of here. Love you guys. See you later. See you guys later. See you later. You know, you're going to have to ask your folks here. But there are plenty of them there. So we'll see. We'll see what the rules are around.
Have a seat.
All right, see you guys. See you, man. See ya.
I am.
Probably not the last. All right. See you guys later.